party dance for y'all. Ooh, you make it bomb, make it bomb, make it bella. Gotta get a ooh, you make it bomb, makes my body dance for y'all.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalkomän Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
9 o'clock in the headlines this morning. Poland's conservatives win a close-fought presidential runoff vote. And protesters in Serbia demand fresh elections. Here's John Cummins with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Stuart. The Eurosceptic Conservative Karol Nawrocki has been elected as Poland's new president after narrowly defeating his Liberal rival, Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, in a runoff vote over the weekend. 42-year-old Nawrocki, a conservative historian backed by the Law and Justice Party, won 50.9% following a campaign on upholding traditional values. The BBC's Adam Easton reports.
The result is a sensational turnaround in fortunes for Karol Nawrocki. An exit poll published immediately after voting ended on Sunday evening showed Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski with a very slim lead. Mr. Trzaskowski told his cheering supporters that he'd won. Mr. Nawrocki is a socially conservative Catholic who believes in family values and a strong, sovereign Poland within the EU. He is expected to continue using the presidential veto to block Donald Tusk's legislation.
Russian and Ukrainian delegations have arrived in the Turkish city of Istanbul for a second round of peace talks. The two sides are expected to present their ceasefire demands. However, the chances of a breakthrough are not high amid deep divisions on key issues and fighting intensifying across Ukraine. The first round saw agreement on the largest prisoner exchange in the three-year conflict. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says people it treated in Gaza on Sunday said they'd been shot at by Israeli forces while waiting to receive food aid in the southern city of Rafah, contradicting the account given by the Israeli military. Officials say at least 31 people were killed and dozens injured in the violence. Climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, meanwhile, has joined an aid ship bound for Gaza on a mission to, quote, break Israel's siege of the Palestinian territory. And more mass protests have been held across Serbia to mark 7 months since a deadly train station disaster, with participants stepping up calls for early elections. FM4's Jenny Johnson reports.
In the capital, Belgrade, demonstrators stopped traffic at two key bridges over the Sava River for 3 hours. Rallies were also held in 30 other citizens' towns, and ceremonies remembered the victims of the Novi Sad tragedy, in which 16 people were killed when the station roof collapsed. The incident was blamed on flawed renovation work, but linked to alleged government corruption, sparking a wave of protests. Critics accuse President Aleksandar Vučić, who came to power over a decade ago, of clamping down on democratic freedoms. He recently held out the possibility of holding early elections, but without naming a date. Jenny Johnson, FM4 News.
To the weather now, and changeable conditions have been forecast today from Vorarlberg through to the Waldviertel, with thundery showers expected. Some sunshine will be around this morning in the east and south, with thunderstorms later in the afternoon. Top temperatures will range from 21 to 31 degrees.
The following program contains product placement.
Well, it's a Monday morning. Some people call it a motivator, motivating Monday.
That's what we're trying to do.
At Radio FM4.
Bye.
don't care about no government warning about their promotion of the civil life of the damn their building. Free and food, Asher on the 45. Well, it's a free and food, Asher on the 45. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. I'm on the 45.
Die Morning Show an FM4. can hear the whisper even with my ears closed. All the silver and gold only made my skin cold. I told myself I would never get old. Then you put me in close.
Again, a little bit of Hope and Hearts from the weekend at 14 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Open Ear.
Gewinn einer Übernachtung für zwei Personen im Steigenberger Hotel und Spa Krems. Präsentiert von Selected Stays. Besondere Unterkünfte in Niederösterreich.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. And as you probably know, we've just had our first weekend of summer. And now in June, I'm sure we are all excited about spending more time outside again. As you heard us talking earlier on, we've both got red faces from the sunshine over the weekend. And outside is the name of the game. For example, to be out on our bikes more often.
Ja, deswegen müsst ihr jetzt richtig erraten, wie viele unterschiedliche Tiergeräusche ihr im Hintergrund bei diesem kleinen Fahrrad.
Okay, may the more attentive ears win. How many different animals can you hear in the background?
Ah, schön ist es. Guten Tag. Pedal to whatever. I hear a conversation in my head. Thinking of a place to be, I sing a little melody instead. Chrissy, hello. Whoops, na, ist noch gut gegangen.
So, how many different animals did you hear in the background there? Did you count? Well, if you did, give us a call. 0800 226 996.
Open Ear.
Gewinn einer Übernachtung für zwei Personen im Steigenberger Hotel und Spa Krems. Präsentiert von Selected Stays. Besondere Unterkünfte in Niederösterreich.
Wonder if there's a birdie in there. Well, there's certainly a birdie
right
in
here.
For the next 3 minutes or so. This is Birdie with Paradise Calling. 9:16. In there. I can tell you I heard a cow. Did I hear a cow?
Nope.
Did I hear a bird?
Nope.
Well, I must have been listening to another one then. What did you hear?
A horse.
A horse was there.
Yeah, Pferd, Katze, Hund, Henne und ein Lamm.
All right, okay. So, did we have a winner?
Of course.
Okay.
5 was the correct answer in Bettina.
Congratulations.
Heard everything.
Bettina, well done. The right answer was 5. And if you missed out on that today, you'll have another chance to win, I guess, sometime this week. Is that right? Are you nodding there?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest wird zum Tanzparkett.
Die große FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Mit Red Bull Symphonic.
Johann Strauss 2025 Edition.
Mit Carmine Crockett, Christian Kolonowitz und den Wiener Symphonikern.
Abraven mit Stil.
Und
Milky Chance.
Simba.
Avec.
Portrait of Tao.
Ich glaube, das wird richtig gut.
Und davor Milo mit einem Inklusionskonzert für junge Menschen mit Behinderung.
Und die Show wird auf jeden Fall sehr fett.
Wie immer.
Bei freiem Eintritt.
Wow.
Infos auf fm4orf.at. Wir senden live von der
FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Am 20. Juni.
My own way, looking back, but I won't change. You keep saying you won't stay.
say you're here cause you're lonely, lost, lost, I get lost, tracing steps that we have crossed, breaking down these empty walls, waiting for the curtain call, lost, lost, I get lost, out of place here I suppose, chasing down these highs and lows, waiting for the...
It's unlikely to walk away, but you make it hard for me to stay. I'm like a cage that you break out of. I'm made of steel with a blade on me. It's unlikely to walk away, but you make it hard for me to stay. I'm like a cage.
What is broken, but some words stay unspoken. Swallowed down, but I'm choking. Every thought left wide open. Falling fast, falling empty. You don't need to reset me. Let me break it down gently. One last time if you let me.
Shark Tank, Blade on Me. Bringing the time to exactly 9:30.
FM 4.
It is a Monday morning. It's the 2nd of June, 2025. Here's Konstantin Hahn with the FM 4 News.
Guten Morgen. In Istanbul werden heute die Friedensverhandlungen zwischen der Ukraine und Russland unter Vermittlung der Türkei fortgesetzt. Es ist die zweite Runde, nachdem die Gespräche vor rund zwei Wochen begonnen haben. Christian Werschütz berichtet.
Geht man von bisher bekannten Punkten aus, so dürften Kiews und Moskaus Positionen nach wie vor weit auseinanderliegen. Dazu zählen aus ukrainischer Sicht bereits der Wunsch, so rasch wie möglich zu einer Feuerpause zu kommen, während diese aus der Sicht Moskaus erst erfolgen soll, wenn Grundfragen geklärt sind. Dazu zählt die Frage nach der Stärke der ukrainischen Streitkräfte, die Russland begrenzt sehen will. Ob heute eine Annäherung der Standpunkte erzielt werden kann, ist völlig offen. Sicher ist, dass der Weg zum Frieden noch weit sein dürfte.
Großbritannien will bis zu 12 neue Angriffs-U-Boote bauen. Die Pläne seien eine Reaktion auf eine schnell wachsende Bedrohung und würden Großbritannien und die NATO auf Jahrzehnte hinaus sicher machen, teilt die britische Regierung mit. Heute will die Regierung außerdem den von ihr in Auftrag gegebenen Bericht zur Überprüfung der britischen Verteidigungspolitik vorstellen. Nach dem Brand in einem Hamburger Krankenhaus mit drei Toten besteht der Verdacht, dass ein 72-jähriger Patient das Feuer gelegt hat. Der Mann sei im Krankenhaus vorläufig festgenommen worden, teilt die Polizei mit. Die Hintergründe sind noch unklar. Der Brand war vorgestern Nacht in der geriatrischen Abteilung im Hamburger Marienkrankenhaus ausgebrochen. Drei Menschen sind ums Leben gekommen. Es gibt 55 Verletzte. Bei den ÖBB ist das Reservierungssystem ausgefallen. Sitzplätze in den Zügen können nicht gebucht und Nachtzugfahrkarten nicht gekauft werden. Die Ursache für den Systemausfall ist noch unklar. Es wird intensiv an der Behebung des Problems gearbeitet, erklärt ein ÖBB-Sprecher. Und das Wetter wird heute unbeständig mit Sonne, Wolken und von der Früh weg auch gewittrigen Schauern. Im Süden und Osten länger sonnig und erst nach Mittag teils kräftiger Gewitter. Die Höchstwerte 21 bis 31 Grad.
Well, hello. FM4 Morning Show.
What can I do for you?
Your morning.
Your music.
Wind me up, put me down, stop me up, and watch me go.
jerk it out.
Sticky notes up on my walls. Sticky.
Sticky notes up walls. I'll keep sticking sticky notes up walls. I'll keep sticking sticky notes up walls.
FM4 Morning Show.
I said she loved me. She loved me not. She don't got not one clue about what she wants. I said she love me, yeah, she love me not, huh. But she don't got not one clue about what she wants. Yeah, okay, shawty got mad potential, I see it. Daddy full black, but her mama Korean. She know I'm getting money from the cars that I be in. Young rich hitter, but the shoes European. Took her to the crib, let's call it sightseeing. Need one woman, but I want like 10. But back to the subject, ball and get buckets. 30K cash in the bag, gotta love it, gotta love it. I've been so tired, she keep on pressing me. Molly and ecstasy was the name. Hop in this ride, shawty here next to me, sitting and telling me what she say. I said she loved me, she loved me not. But she don't got not one clue about what she wants. I said she loved me, she loved me not. She don't got not one clue about what she wants. Just make up your mind, figure it out. Hey, 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 figure it out. Just make up your mind, figure it out. Hey, 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 figure it out. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So go and tell your friends about it. Use both hands on it. Bounce up and down, move round and round. Go and change your plans for it. So go and tell your friends about it. Use both hands on it. Bounce up and down, move round and round. Go and change your plans for it. Girl, I've been so tired. She keep on pressing me. Molly and ecstasy was the name. Hop in this ride. Shawty here next to me, sitting and telling me, yeah. Said she loved me. She loved me not. She don't got not one clue about what she wants. I said she love me, she love me not, but she don't got not one clue about what she wants. Just make up your mind, figure it out.
That's Corday. Make up your mind.
You have trouble with that?
Yes and no. you know me so well. All right, he's coming up to 19 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Last week, Donald Trump, yes, his administration ordered U.S. embassies around the world to stop scheduling appointments for student visas. A recent injunction provided some relief, but the administration keeps trying to put up legal barriers to international students' ability to study in the United States.
Ja, und generell geht Trump gegen Unis vor. Studieren in den USA ist heute auch irgendwie Thema beim Ombudsmann.
Der FM4 Ombudsmann beantwortet dir deine Frage.
Liebe Hörerin, lieber Hörer, studieren in den USA wird immer schwieriger und teurer. Aber die Sarah weiß vielleicht eine Lösung. Lieber Ombudsmann, nächstes Jahr ist in den USA bei den Enhanced Games Doping erlaubt. Wenn ich dort einen Weltrekord aufstelle, bekomme ich $1 Million. Und nachdem der Sohn des Präsidenten das mitfinanziert, darf ich sicher einreisen auch. Was meinst du, hilft mir das beim Studienantritt. Liebe Sarah, ein sogenannter Auslandsaufenthalt wie ein Studium am anderen Ende der Welt kann allgemein bereichernd sein und man lernt dabei am Ende viel Neues. Die Veranstaltung, von der du berichtest, kann man mit ähnlichem Vokabular beschreiben, aber man muss es leider neu anordnen. Sie findet statt für Menschen, die sich bereits umfangreich am Vermögen der Allgemeinheit bereichert haben, um noch mehr Geld zu verdienen, damit sie die Langeweile mit sich bis zum Ende der Welt ein wenig besser ertragen. Dass die Chose in Las Vegas stattfinden soll, legt nahe, dass noch eine weitere einschlägige Zerstreuung solcher Herrschaften, nämlich Geldwäsche, dabei eine Rolle spielen könnte. Allerdings, liebe Sarah, hast du mein Leben durch deine Fragen schon jetzt und sinnvoll bereichert, denn dass reiche Menschen die Drogen cool finden, vermittels unethischer Mehrleistungen wenigen anderen reichen Menschen ein wenig die Zeit vertreiben, allerdings zum Schaden wesentlich ärmerer ZeitgenossInnen dazu, hatte man bis vor kurzem meines Wissens noch nicht Advanced Games gesagt, sondern Doge. Servus!
Der FM4 Ombudsmann. Und alles ist wieder gut.
The forecast is rain. There's nothing to look forward to. My outfit is lame. I could chill with Steve, but he's boring too. I'm selfish, okay. I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do? The world is on fire. Let's order Taco Bell. Well, come on inside, and we can watch the news and be naked.
Maybe that might be fun.
We're all gonna die, so if you got something to say, then just say it. Dread. I'm talking sex, drugs, and existential dread. You can do it every night from the comfort of your bed.
Sex, drugs,
and existential dread. There's people everywhere you go. There's people in the bars. There's people on the motorways driving little people cars. There's people walking animals. There's people doing sports. There's people kissing other people. What the hell is that for?
Ew.
Come on inside, and we can watch the news and get naked.
Maybe that might be fun.
We're all gonna die, so if you got something to say, then just say it. Sex, drugs, and existential dread. I'm talking sex, drugs, and existential dread. And when all hope is lost, remember what I said.
Sex, drugs,
and existential dread. Existential dread. I'm talking sex, drugs, and existential dread. You can do it every night from the comfort of your bed.
Sex, drugs,
existential dread.
Okay, that's the one from Chloe Oisha. I think it is Chloe Oisha, is that right?
Chloe Keisha.
Because I haven't got my glasses on this morning, so I can't see too much. All right. I was looking for Reem, and she seems to have disappeared. But there again, on the other hand, she asked us if we wanted coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a coffee. What are you going to take?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Sugar or no sugar?
Like
three teaspoons of sugar in a coffee. Lena Raffensader, you are Suskanook normally, you know, but my God, you're going to be even sweeter. All right, so while we have our coffee, you have a listen to this one. It's called I Write the Sins, Not Tragedies.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter.
name, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
In the disco? Well, no panic on the morning show, certainly not today, definitely not tomorrow, right?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll be back. Usual time, hope you can join us between 6 and 10. That was the morning show.
Ich bin Lena Raffizeder.
And I'm Stuart Freeman.
Markus öffnet sein Amazon-Paket und kann es kaum glauben. Dieser neue Saugroboter hält seine Böden blitzblank sauber und das zu einem absolut glänzenden Preis. Markus vergibt 5 Sterne. Von Saugrobotern bis Haushaltsgeräte und mehr. Finde Produkte mit Top-Bewertung zu Top-Preisen. Jetzt auf Amazon.
Und? Was sagt deine schlaue Smartwatch heute?
Tempo und Schritte okay. Puls 128, Sauerstoff gut. Stresslevel normal. Ich soll mehr trinken und mein Leben überdenken.
Na super, das klingt wie meine Mama.
Schön, dass es dich gibt. Grave MyMed Complete, die neue Gesundheitsversicherung. Jetzt für kurze Zeit mit Garmin Smartwatch. Bedingungen auf gravi.at.
Alles da.
Wie Sie Ihre Lieben so richtig einkochen? Mit selbstgemachten Marmeladen, Chutneys und Sirupen. Bei Interspar gibt's jetzt alles, was Sie zum Einkochen brauchen. Wie?
Spar Zitronensäure, 250 Gramm. Jetzt im Mengenvorteil. Ab 2 Packungen je 89 Cent.
Alles da.
Aber nur bei Interspar.
Noch nie war unternehmerischer Erfolg so im Trend. Trend, das Magazin für Business Leader. Mehr Infos auf trend.at.
Und, hast du schon was gegessen?
Noch nicht. Was gibt's denn alles?
Also wir haben Nudelsalat.
Mit dem Angebot am Ende? Gönn dir lieber so eine Auswahl. Den Grand Garden Beef, den Smoking Beef oder den Fresh Veggie Burger. Die Maggie Garden Party geht weiter. Feier ich. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Viele meinen, das Wichtigste bei einem Elektroauto ist eine möglichst große Reichweite. In Realität fahren viele täglich nur 37 Kilometer. Entdecken Sie den Dacia Spring, das perfekte elektrische Stadtauto mit einer Reichweite von bis zu 225 Kilometern. Österreichs günstigstes Elektrofahrzeug. Jetzt im 0% Leasing, 0,1% Effektivzins. Der Dacia Spring. Mehr Infos auf dacia.at.
Rubbelreif
Mannheim 71, Strand und Meer in Türkis, rubbel dich mit etwas Glück ins Paradies. Jetzt neu, Paradise Cash. Rubbelspaß mit 30.000 Euro Hauptgewinn. Heute schon gerubbelt? Rubbel los!
Los, rubbel los!
Die Zeit läuft, bevor viele Dokumente ab 1. Juli teurer werden. Jetzt noch schnell ein Foto in Studioqualität für Reisepass, Personalausweis oder Führerschein bei Hartlauer kaufen. Und mit etwas Glück auch noch einen Traumurlaub von Ruefa gewinnen. Mehr auf hartlauer.at oder in Ihrem Hartlauer-Geschäft. Hartlauer. Einfach mehr.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Nachrichten.
Meinung.
Magazin.
Qualitätsjournalismus.
Seit 1848.
Die Presse.
Jetzt minus 50%. Superwochenstart bei Lidl. Ab Montag zum Beispiel Römerquelle Mineralwasser 1,5 Liter 3 plus 3 gratis, nur 47 Cent. Oder Paprikamix 500 Gramm, nur 1,99 Euro. Genau deshalb Lidl. ÖGV als Branchenchampion bei Preis-Leistung. Lidl lohnt sich. Zusätzlich bis Ende Juni Mehrwertsteuer geschenkt auf das gesamte frische Rind- und Schweinefleisch.
FM4 Morning Show.
So viel Schmerz und so viel Sehnsucht.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalkomen Deodorants für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
This program contained product placement.
It's coming up to 10 o'clock.
FM 4.
Time for the news headlines. Euroskeptic Karol Nawrocki wins Poland's presidential runoff, and Russia and Ukraine hold another round of peace talks. Here's John Cummins and the FM 4 news.
Thanks, Reem. The Eurosceptic Conservative Karol Nawrocki has been elected as Poland's new president after narrowly defeating his Liberal rival, Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, in a runoff over the weekend. 42-year-old Nawrocki won 50.9% of the vote. FM4's William Denslow reports.
Nawrocki was endorsed by outgoing President Andrzej Duda, the right-wing Law and Justice Party, as well as the Trump administration in the US. The historian and former boxer ran on a nationalist conservative platform, pledging to put Poland first. Analysts expect Nawrocki's win to lead to more political gridlock, and for the incoming president to use his power of the veto to block much of Prime Minister Donald Tusk's civic platform's legislative agenda. William Denslow, Warsaw.
Russian and Ukrainian delegations have arrived in the Turkish city of Istanbul for a second round of peace talks. The two sides are expected to present their ceasefire demands. However, analysts say the chances of agreement are not high amid deep divisions on key issues and an intensification in fighting. Ukrainian officials say Russian shelling and airstrikes in Zaporizhia have left 5 people dead. However, the Ukrainian military says it destroyed 13 Russian planes in a daring attack yesterday targeting Russian airbases. The BBC's Paul Adams has more.
Ukraine has become frustrated with the sense that Washington, its approach is driven by the notion that somehow Ukraine is losing the war. Well, what Ukraine did yesterday was to show that even though there is this still enormous numerical disadvantage between the Russian and Ukrainian forces, Ukraine still has cards to play.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has warned that Britain cannot ignore the threat posed by Russia ahead of the release of a new strategic defence review. The review is expected to recommend boosting investment in the UK's armed forces to prepare them for fighting a modern war, including the construction of 12 new attack submarines. Austria's Education Minister Christoph Wiederkehr of the NEOS has announced plans to tighten the rules around oral exams in the Matura. Currently, students who have an overall mark of 3 or better cannot fail a subject regardless of their oral exam results. However, this is not the case with the written Matura. Wiederkehr says the system needs to be reformed.
Ich finde, es sollte auch die Jahresnote mit einfließen. Aber sich gar nicht zu bemühen geht natürlich nicht. Bei der schriftlichen Matura ist es jetzt schon nicht möglich. Bei der mündlichen werden wir das im nächsten Schuljahr beheben.
That's Education Minister Christoph Wiederkehr. To the weather now, and cloud and thundery showers have been forecast today from Vorarlberg through to the Waldviertel. The east and south will see some sunshine this morning with thunderstorms expected in the afternoon. Top temperatures will range from 18 to 31 degrees.
Thanks, John.
Radio.
FM4.
Bis 1.
Mit Reem Higazi.
Perfect.
We'll be right back.